Oh, okay.
This is Dirking Off.
Self-gratifying Mavs talk.
With your hosts, the brothers Sully, 3PD, and Splatrick. Well, we promised news.
Yeah?
We said, wait for that December 9th, and then it'll get interesting. And lo and behold, we have some news with signings and a free trade. I'm sorry.
NAFTA?
Am I Chris Martin now? A free agency shift around that's resembling something like a game of Hungry Hungry Hippos. But there's always that one, isn't there? There's always that one hippo that just... Mine doesn't work.
It's right. Not...
I can't... None of the...
I'm trying to follow you.
What? Hungry Hungry Hippos? Did you ever play that?
Well, yeah.
Have you ever seen a game of Hungry Hungry Hippos transpire?
Yeah, I've played in them.
Okay, so I'm saying it's pretty rapid-paced.
Are the Mavericks the hippo?
That doesn't work? You're not letting
the Lakers...
Thank you for stealing my thunder. Oh. You completely ruined this monologue. Yes, the Lakers can't seem to get
balls,
any of the balls. Too direct. I veto that joke. Something with a little more nuance.
Oh, then balls?
We'll think about it later.
Testes?
Of course know that the man from on high, David Stern,
right,
vetoes a trade that would have brought Chris Paul to the Lakers. Darren Williams calls him a bully. We've got a renewed trade talks with the Clippers that were off. They were on, and then they were off, and now apparently they're on again. So it's a complete mess there with the league-owned Hornets. But this is Dirking Off. This is a Mavericks podcast. So we're more concerned with Mavericks acquisitions or what's the opposite of acquisitions? Exquisitions?
Dequisitions?
Inquisitions. Inquisitions? Well.
Prepositions.
We sent, we didn't send, of course, Caron Butler going to the Clippers, who may soon have Chris Paul. Tyson Chandler, of course, the big one, literally and figuratively, going to the Knicks. Jose Juan Barea to the Minnesota Timberwolves. And we acquire Lamar Odom and Vince Carter. At least...
And?
In
and Andy...
Hold on.
Routins.
Hold on. Yes, and Andy Routins and Drew Neitzel and Brandon Wright, which should make a significant improvement to our roster. Do you think those three players could add up to one Chandler?
No. I was going to try and pick one of those players to be ridiculously in love with, but I don't know anything about any of them.
Not even you could find some sort of optimistic silver lining. And Drew Neitzel? It's a fun name.
Yeah, he doesn't even have a profile.
Okay, but come on, this is like huge movement inside 1 week.
Yeah.
I
think free agency should be this compressed every year.
Right? Like,
so much better.
Fewer opportunities for a self-inflating one-hour TV special. At least to plan it that much. Look, I don't know what to say. Butler, he got us to the point where we were contenders to go right into the playoffs at all, but he wasn't there on the playoff or even championship squad. Chandler, we'll get to in a minute. Obviously, Chandler's the big story. Barea, a little confused why we couldn't do 4 years at about 20, I think it was. About five a year. seems like an appropriate price for a backup point guard, especially one that knows your system.
Unless we're wanting someone else to become
anyway. Let's break these down one by one. People leaving. Butler. He's gone. He was our number two scorer.
Right.
And I think we can, in tandem to this conversation, talk about the acquisition of Vince Carter. Now, you said you heard Mark Stein.
No.
Not Mark Stein.
Mark Folliwell.
Mark Folliwell.
Yes.
Even more credible.
Oh, no, I heard Mark Stein. I saw Mark Folliwell's tweet.
Ah, yes.
I heard Mark Stein announce the deal.
Okay.
And
who was calling Carter a adequate replacement for Butler?
That was Mark Folliwell.
Okay, so Mark Folliwell is saying Carter, Butler, sort of a wash.
Surprisingly, Carter's stats are pretty close to Butler's.
Carter's slightly below Butler's of last season, but pretty far up there. I mean, what was he? He's a 14-point per game scorer?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, you're in front of the computer now.
Oh. I'm the stats person, apparently, now.
Statric.
No.
Now, Carter, of course, has a reputation of being a bit marshmallowy, particularly when it goes to taking it inside or on defense, so much so that Basketball has given him probably the best nickname they gave anybody, Vag Carter. But again, Moneyball. Did you see Moneyball?
No, I haven't. I'd appreciate it if you don't tell me much about it.
What are you talking about?
It's I don't
about,
want you to ruin the movie for me.
It's about the Oakland A's of, like, less than a decade ago. You know what happened.
I don't really remember. I was following the Rangers.
Well, anyway, it's giving me this renewed confidence in evaluating players by statistics, which isn't flawless, but...
Dangerous for you.
But... It also attempts to take out those kind of...
Caron had 15 points per game last year.
Yes. What was Carter at?
Oh, Carter.
Okay. Anyway, I'd buy that. I'd buy Carter as a replacement for Butler. I mean,
much cheaper replacement, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're getting him for a steal. Butler was going to leave anyway. He was going to get a better offer.
Right.
You don't know how he's going to hold up on that knee next season.
Oh, back to Berea. The big deal there was they didn't want to commit themselves for
more than 1 year. Well, let's move to Berea. They didn't want to commit to more than a year.
Right.
Why?
Because they want to have flexibility at the end of this year.
Sure.
For cap space.
Sure.
So even that $5 million could... make a difference.
Yes, but again, you're weighing pros and cons. Don't you want to hold on to the reliable backup point guard that helped you win a championship? I mean, you're going to need a backup point guard no matter what.
Well, you want to hold on to a starter center too, but always get to do
well,
that.
Well, we'll get to that. But, I mean, is that overpaying for Berea? 4 years at $19 million? Is that what it was?
No, it's not.
20? That's not overpaying.
It's not about overpaying. It's about Maverick's priorities.
I thought he would get something much more ridiculous, which is what I was worried about. I was not, I mean, yeah, fellow alum, but...
13.5 points per game for Carter.
Okay, so 13.5...
15.
Butler had 15. We looked at a bunch of the other stats earlier. They match up. Vince Carter has this reputation. He's a little bit petulant. He doesn't play as nicely with others. But former teammate of Kidd, I don't think they left on bad terms.
No, they were good teammates.
And he's not expected to be any kind of first option on the Mavs.
Yeah.
He could be the sixth option. Behind, seventh behind Terry. Or, I mean, in terms of scoring, you could be third or fourth.
Right.
Point being, he doesn't have to assume a whole lot of pressure here. So, you convinced me. You convinced me on Carter. I was not buying Vag as a...
We also, our first email, by the way, was on that very subject.
And what was the subject?
Well, our email address is jerkingoff@gmail.com.
Yes.
That was on liking the Odom pickup, not really sure about the Vince Carter.
Right. Well, that pretty much sums up the feelings on all that. So let's talk about Odom. Huge.
Yeah. He's no Rudy Fernandez.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it was huge. It was not expected.
Completely
Thank
unexpected.
You, Mr. Stern.
Like,
for once, you helped the Mavericks.
Let me go on the record saying that I did not like the fact that he killed the Chris Paul trade. I thought that was overbearing. It was wrong. It was bad for the Hornets. It was definitely bad for the Lakers. Bad for the Rockets, really. It was a good trade. I mean, the very last kind of trade that should have been vetoed by the league. But because that happens, we end up with a very unhappy Lamar Odom. Now, apparently he's happy that he's coming to the Mavericks.
Yeah.
And yeah, I do worry about those guys that get pissy every time a team... They get the sense that the team doesn't have any faith in them or anything like that. But whatever. If he's coming happy, I think the Mavericks can keep him happy. And, like, a super accurate shooter... great fundamental basketball player, 6'10", height down low.
Height down low.
Height.
Oh.
Now, does Dirk still remember the screen borderline tackle of Game 4 in the playoffs?
Well, of course he does, just like he remembered
Tim Thomas.
Thomas is taunting.
Yeah. And?
But he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Dirk likes good basketball.
Right.
So, he's probably the opposite of Odom as far as feelings.
How do you think first day practice is going to go there with Odom and Nowitzki? Does Odom say anything?
I don't know.
Does Odom bring him a cupcake or something to apologize?
Just pats him on the butt.
No, but really, is there like kind of a... I mean, I don't know what...
Well,
hey, man. Hey. Sorry about that.
Well, did he apologize afterwards? I think he did.
Dick move.
Yeah.
Took buying him a while.
Yeah, I
to
think...
To apologize for...
I recall Odom actually... acknowledging quickly what he did versus Bynum.
Yeah, I'm really not sure. I think you made up a story in your head and believed it, and I even trust that you have an entire dialogue there. Look that up. See if Odom apologized. But, no, I mean, honestly, it was a great pickup, and you have to think that that Carlisle right now is just kind of giddy.
Well, yeah, you read the quote just talking about having the three forwards are probably better than any other three forwards in the league.
Yeah.
Together. Well, together as three forwards. I mean, Dirk Nowitzki is a large percentage of the better
well,
part
yeah.
of that, but still having those guys is...
But again, I mean, well, you can't have those three guys on the floor at the same time.
No.
You're trying to play Dirk at the five.
No, it's not about them together. It's about Dirk.
I have cold, chill nightmares about the phrase playing small ball with Dirk at the five because of Golden State.
No, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea. Because Who was a good number five? A good center. Tyson Chandler.
Right.
Now, what did we talk about last week? Somebody's going to overpay him. Now, yeah. That's not new. Bill Simmons said that much. But everybody knew that would be true. I mean, his stock was sky high. Next to Nowitzki, he was being heralded as the person who brought a championship to Dallas. How much did he get? He got... Yeah, he got up there like 13.5 a year on average.
Yeah.
For something like 4 or 5 years.
Right. And you think about pre-new CBA, that probably translates to 17 or 18 million, I would think. Like on that level.
I have no idea. The
well, neither do I. I just made that up.
The sign and trades. I'm completely mystified how we have Lamar Odom on our team now. And we got some trade exception from Tyson Chandler, didn't we?
Yeah.
Don't know how that works, but...
Apparently neither does Dirk.
Right. What was it Dirk tweeted?
In one of the articles, he quoted about being excited to have Odom on the team and how he basically got him for nothing for a trade exception. And he says, I don't even know what that means.
Classic Dirk. So, Chandler to the Knicks. Now, what I didn't know was that the Mavs were going to offer him a year at $20 million. A year at $20 million. Can you please explain to me why someone thinks they need any more security in their life than $20
million? I guess because you can. This is America.
America? Fuck yeah! Gonna make a shitload of money. I was going to use the actual amount there, but I forgot what it was, like $65 million. But, I mean, like, if you're a basketball player, isn't your one concern basketball? Don't you want to go chase a repeat?
Yeah.
Yes?
You want to chase a repeat.
Yes.
You'd be legendary.
Re-up. 20 mil. Let's go right. Get another one.
Right.
What could be wrong with that?
You miss out on $10 million.
Yeah, or, you know, something on that level. I mean, if he's, for the next 3 years, he, even if someone signs him at $10 million a year, you know, he's missing like $15 or $10 million total. He's missing less than that because of taxes. But again, I don't get it. I mean, I do get it. I do get it.
Yeah, I mean,
go play for a historic franchise, New York Knicks. If I were a basketball player, I would definitely love to go to the New York Knicks and wear that jersey. Because you're part of Willis Reed, Frazier, all those guys.
Ali.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Tyson. Gretzky. I mean, you're part of all those New York Knicks. But I don't know. I knew right away when he was saying, they probably can't afford me, that already his head was gone. There was no reason to think that we're going to go after another championship, even if we were able to re-sign him, because his head just wasn't locked in the way it was when he started the last season. But that brings us to our current status. Now, we've acquired Carter. We've acquired Odom. So we're stocked at forward and the wings, pretty much. Got thin at shooting. Well, not really, but...
Yeah, we are thin at guard, just to some extent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's still Rudy and Corey Brewer and... do we still have Stevenson?
I don't think we do.
Really?
He hasn't re-signed with us yet.
Oh, was he a free agent?
Yes.
Okay. So, but we got some people sitting out there. But at center now, we have something of a dearth. So we have Brendan Haywood there, and is he enough? Is he enough as a starter to contend?
Yes. I didn't realize that wasn't rhetorical.
You didn't realize you had to answer the question I just asked you. Here's again, he's my favorite example of the Moneyball player, because statistically I felt the same way. I have this perception about him. He's kind of sluggish. He's kind of got block hands. He can't move so well. And then I look at his numbers. His per 36 minute blocks have stayed at two for at least the past three seasons, which is really good. That's as good a block average as Chandler had going. So he can be a defensive presence. And as a starter, he was 10-10. So there's your 10-10-2 guy.
Right.
Now, he doesn't have, I guess, some of those intangibles. I'm not quite sure what those are.
Well, yeah. And they're kind of intangibles for a reason, because
they don't matter?
Sometimes they can be made up based on what people want to make a story out of.
Now, what I found interesting was...
Well, here... The other thing is...
Go ahead.
We went to the finals with Dampier.
Yes.
Dampier is no Haywood. Haywood is a better... What you described, you had this vision of Haywood being, was exactly what Dampier was.
Exactly what Dampier was.
And when we got Haywood and saw him play versus Dampier, I mean, he seemed like an athlete. True.
It's like when you're trying to decide, you know, the Pepsi or Coke challenge. You have to have them right next to each other.
Right.
To figure out which one's actually good or not. We got Haywood right when Dampier went down.
Right.
And you're right. I thought it was night and day then.
And even when we got Chandler, we were thinking, everyone, the writers, were talking about, well, I don't know, is it Haywood or Chandler?
Hollinger predicted a career year from Haywood.
Right. Now, all of a sudden, Chandler won the championship.
Right.
By himself, essentially.
Well...
We didn't play defense before it came.
That's the one I bristle at a little bit.
Right.
We played defense. And Marion was already here anyway.
Right. You know, the Mavericks, and Dirk especially, was very complimentary of what Chandler brought to the team last year. And the Riders have run with that to the extent that it's as though we couldn't have possibly won last year without Chandler.
Could we?
I think that we could have had a chance.
Oh, you know we would have had a chance. That's a cop-out answer. Would we?
Would we have won? Your prediction.
No Chandler. Haywood in his place. We could have.
We would have gotten to the finals.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. And then you would leave it up to chance.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Still a little bit of a cop-out.
That's half a bold answer. I'm semi-impressed. Well, okay. So what do you think about this proposed chase of D'Alembert?
I'm not a big fan. I think we'll end up giving up too much for him.
The Haitian...
I think he's overrated.
What rhymes with Haitian? You think D'Alembert is overrated?
Yeah, who did he play with last year?
I don't know. That's a little bit embarrassing, but I don't know. The 76ers?
He was with the 76ers.
Was he?
He's now with Clippers, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, what were his numbers last year?
That's what I... Oh, no, he's... Sacramento this last
Sacramento.
Year.
Sacramento. He was with Philly.
He's 29. Okay. Played 80 games last year.
80 games.
8.1 points per game.
Yeah.
Yes. Percentage, 47%. 47%.
47% what?
Field goal
percentage. As a center?
Yeah.
Did his free throw average crack?
That's the only thing he has is free throws over
a coin flip.
73%.
That's significantly better. Was
he only? He was 0% on 3 points. Just in case, zero well, for no. two.
That won't work.
What'd you ask?
What was his blocks per game?
Blocks. That's gonna be blocks per game. 116 blocks over 80 games.
Well, so, that's less than two.
Less than two. 8.2 rebounds per game.
Look, I think
I'm not that excited about him compared to Haywood.
He's on paper, he looks worse than Haywood. So what is it? Why does it feel so hard to?
That's what she said.
Why does it feel so difficult to sell Haywood as a starter? Why? It shouldn't.
It's perspective.
From what does that extend? He did not have a good year last year, especially at the beginning.
No.
He was grumpy. He was visibly grumpy.
And we talked about this last year. I can see why he was grumpy.
Absolutely. Hey, Haywood, you get to start our NBA team like you have always done for NBA teams.
I know when I'm grumpy, I'm not the best worker at my job.
Absolutely, but did he not buy in at the end?
Oh, I think so.
I think so. I think he had a great attitude at the end. So, I don't know. We'll see. I think Haywood is our starter come start of the season, come Christmas. And I think Rick Carlisle sees that. But we'll see. Well, folks, we come to a brand new segment in our program.
I don't support this segment.
Splatrick's Minute of Verbosity. Because it was pointed out that I tend to dominate the broadcast. So we thought, why not give Splatrick his own minute to express all of his most delicate
I can't do it, man.
Profound thoughts. Patrick, the floor is yours.
I really hate this. I can't take the floor. I mean maybe if I was talking psychometrics I could take the floor. Has it been a minute yet? I don't know what to talk about. We talked about Dallinger. I'm not happy about that. It's funny watching Richie trying not to talk because he has a hard time not talking. And I could try to say something ridiculous, but at the moment it's not coming to me. So really, what I'll do is start talking about the Cowboys until you stop, because that's all I can think about to talk about. We need to fire, what's his face?
I cannot.
No, stop. So is my minute over?
Your minute's over.
Okay, good.
That was 1 minute.
Wow.
You managed to mimic every Dallas sportscaster and take us from the Mavs straight to the Cowboys. Who did you want to fire, by the way?
The head coach.
Garrett.
Garrett.
The redheaded stepchild.
Bring back Wade.
Yeah. You're talking about selling Brendan Haywood. I thought you were going to talk about Rudy Fernandez.
Well, they're about to trade him.
They are?
I lost interest.
You already lost interest?
Yeah.
He was like your homeboy. You were buying up
really
all
those
jerseys.
Corey Brewer was kind of more my homeboy. And they're talking about trading him as well.
So who's on the trading block? Fernandez?
Fernandez, Brewer. Now, these are like sources say they're considering trading them, which really they're considering trading everyone but Dirk and Odom, essentially.
Sources say I'm skeptical.
Right.
Well, that's interesting. I think, I don't know, we need to figure out how these rotations are going to go. It's going to be pretty confusing. I don't know that you'd start Marion Carter, but look, I'm happy with the...
It could be a lot worse right now.
Oh, my gosh.
We could have been a little more depressed.
Oh, we could be way more depressed. Carter and Odom in, Chandler out. That's, I mean, I was going to say something and it was going to sound awful, but this has been dirking off.
Self-gratifying. Hey, email me a subject to talk about next time for my 1 minute.
Yes, for Splattrick's 1 minute of verbosity, please give him some material.
Dirkingoff@gmail.com.
Dirkingoff.blogspot.com.
Now it's Moneyball.
Now it's Moneyball.